Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the coming digital currency and its control on American citizens. The coming digital currency control with our finances in America. Let me remind you, that telephone number is 831-0917. Feel free to call, jump into the dialogue and discussion. Perhaps you have questions about what I'm saying or have additional information that I'm not aware of, or you'd like to challenge what is being said as to the efficacy of it and the reality of where we're going in America with the total control. Ladies and gentlemen, if the government controls our health care, if the government controls our educational system, if the government controls the right to keep and bear arms, if the government controls our finances already, what's wrong with allowing them to control it digitally so that all they need to do is press the button, as I call it, and electronically shut off your buy, sell, trade, shop ability? What's wrong with that? That's where we're headed, and the Bible speaks of that as being a very, very real scenario. Now, God's going to either have to go back and modify the Bible, and I don't believe he has to, or it's going to come about just as God said. Because if God said it, that settles, and it's very, very real. That's where we're headed today. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at the article that I touched on before the top of the hour news, and the Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, made the statement Wednesday, that's yesterday, that the president's order will support reasonable innovation that could result in substantial benefits for the nation, for the consumers, and for businesses. It will also address risk related to illicit financing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, illicit financing can be interpreted in a multitude of ways. Illicit financing based on whose determination? Illicit financing based on whose description and whose characteristics would be named in that realm? It is what the federal government determines it's be. And if the federal government determines that if you give to a conservative candidate, if you use those funds to buy ads, if you use those funds to support truckers' rallies, if you use those funds to support riots in the street, peacefully so, against our government, then all of a sudden you can lose any funds that you may have. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another article. I'll read a portion of that, and then it will take our caller. This article says, Biden signs executive order authorizing the creation of a digital dollar as the world continues moving closer to a cashless society. It goes on to say President Biden signed the executive order Wednesday to explore the establishing of U.S. central bank digital currency. This article further says that there will be a single currency called the Mark of the Beast, this writer says. It will control all buying, all selling, and it will be implanted in either the back of your right hand or in your forehead, or possibly both places. It will be a computer microchip of some sort, obviously digital, and without the mark, you cannot buy, sell, or trade. And it goes into quoting the scripture related to that. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe this, we're on the fast track for that. I believe it's where the government will have tighter controls on our movement, where we go, what we do, and what we say. Nations already have that in place. Sweden has that in place. China is probably the most proliferative one in the world in relationship to controlling the people by the digital currency. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to assure our listeners that you won't hear this from Deborah Norville. You won't hear this from the left side of the aisle. And I hope everybody's listening, because what it sounds like to me, Dr. Youngblood, is this is the social credit system that China has. When they find a reason to declare martial law, only those who are conservative are going to be targeted. I believe that with all my heart. I think it didn't take anything for lily-wristed Canada to declare martial law, and I think it will take less here. And I don't think the left, they don't care, and those on the right, they're just asleep. It's only a few watchmen on the wall like yourself that's warning us. And I just thank God for you, Dr. Youngblood. I just hope everybody's heeding this.
Yes, Tom, I'm so thankful for your statements. I'm humbled by your statements and your complimentary remarks in relationship to that. But God charges us as believers to be the watchman on the wall, to warn of danger ahead, danger, danger. We appreciate those police officers, for example, when a bridge goes out or when there's ice on the bridge and they stand there with the blue lights blinking in all kinds of cold and rainy weather with their hand up saying, warning, 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 there's danger ahead. And that's what we need to be doing as Christians today, warning of the danger ahead, warning of what is taking place and where we're going. Because we, as I tell people, we know the end of the story. I read the last chapter in the book. I know what God is doing and why he's doing it. I know where we're headed as we see this on a national level. And my prayer is, as we do a broadcast like this each and every day, that people listen up, that they will tune in and understand that there is danger ahead. Now, that's not for us to be disappointed, discouraged, and toss up our hands because calamity is coming, but we need to understand that God's prophetic word is taking place today. The eschatological prophetic text in God's word is telling us what's going on, where we're going, and how it's going to be accomplished and what God is doing. And I'm thankful, Tom, that God is sovereign. He's on the throne. He's not sitting back asleep. He's not on vacation. He's not ill. He's not asleep. He is not dead, as they said back in the 60s. God is alive and well. And this is taking place before our eyes, and we need to wake up before it's too late. And the warning bells, as they go off, I'm fearful that multitudes, as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, they're asleep at the wheel, as you touched on a moment ago, not realizing and recognizing what is happening, because you will not get this on the Communist Network News. You will not find this on CNN, NBC, ABC, or any of the other network news. It is truth that I believe we have the responsibility of sharing.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you.
Thank you so much for your call and for your words of wisdom. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the coming digital currency for America. Now, ladies and gentlemen, back when Nancy Pelosi was pushing through the House a major, major, major finance bill, money bill, just a little over a year ago, she had attached to that a rider that would institute what they call the Fed coin. That was ultimately taken out of the bill, but now through executive order, Sleepy Joe has put it on the fast track. And once this has been put on the fast track by Sleepy Joe's executive order, all of the stage has already been set behind the scenes. Nancy Pelosi and her henchmen have already been working on this. This has been something they've been desiring to do now for several, several years. They've been an attempt on a number of occasions, but now they're finding with Sleepy Joe at the wheel, he's being controlled by Barack Hussein Obama and George Soros and the Soros funding. As a result of that, we saw him sleep in his basement as the what I call the Manchurian candidate. Now he's the Manchurian president. He is not making the decision. He's not calling the shots. Someone else is. Read an article recently. Big question says, who is in charge of the Biden administration? End quote. Joe Biden certainly is not in charge. But ladies and gentlemen, this article goes on to say, Why is cryptocurrency exploding right now? Because we live in the end times, and the world is preparing itself to receive the Antichrist. That is the short answer. The long answer is because the Bible prophecy is true, and everything written therein must come to pass. With each passing decade, we've moved closer and closer to the eventuality, and indeed, we're watching it come together right now. It will not reach its full height until after the rapture, but this explains the unstoppable progression of the digital currency on a global basis and now in America. And the writer continues with this statement from the White House. Digital assets, including cryptocurrencies, have seen explosive growth in the recent years, surpassing $3 trillion market cap last November, up from $14 billion just 5 years prior. This article further states the rise in digital assets creates an opportunity to reinforce America's leadership in the global financial system and at the technological frontier, but also has substantial implications for consumer protection, financial stability, national security, and climate risk. The United States must maintain technological leadership in this rapidly growing space, supporting innovation while mitigating the risk for consumers and businesses, the broader financial system, and the climate. And it must play a leading role in international engagement and global governance of the digital assets consistent with democratic values and U.S. global competitiveness, end quote. That's a statement out of the gurus in the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden, this article says, eagerly signed the executive order outlining what will be done and how the government will handle the financing, the technology with the digital currency in America. Here's another article. Biden issues executive order paving the way for digital currency. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this very succinctly and very carefully. We're on the fast track for it in America. And perhaps you say, well, it'll be convenient. I don't mind. Perhaps you say, well, this is what is taking place in other nations. Yes, it is. But ladies and gentlemen, every other nation that's utilizing it, they're utilizing it to spy on the public, to control the public, and to make sure that the public is in total submission to what the government says that they must do. Our previous caller, Tom, just stated, talking about what's happening in China. I'm looking at an article that says China's digital currency is about the about what they're doing to control the currency. A lengthy article in the Wall Street Journal, China creates its own digital currency. A first major economy outlines the likely impact of Beijing's initiative and the strategic possibilities it offers in terms of avoiding U.S. block market and its companies, that is the blockades in its companies, how this will boost its role in the international transactions while allowing it to monitor the economy in real time. Now, that's what China says. Further, this article states, what is the significance of China being the world's first major economy to launch a digital currency? First, it largely eliminates the ability of the United States. Here's the bottom line for China. It largely eliminates the ability of the United States to impose any sanctions and blockades based on SWIFT, S-W-I-F-T, that is the International Transfer of Funds, which it controls, as well as obtaining information about all transactions, end quote. Beijing sees the move as a way to increase its monetary sovereignty, protecting it from Washington, D.C.'s decisions. It further states, on the other hand, the system in China offers the Chinese government, listen to this, total control over any and all and every transaction in the system, and it controls the anonymity that allows them to know what amounts are being moved, where they're being moved to. It enables investigations when fraudulent patterns are detected. Making a currency programmable also offers the degree of freedom for the citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, in China, they have the social point system. The social point system. It is the social service system, the social credit system. And in China, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I'm going to boil down a massive, massive amount of information in a few words. In China, with the social credit system, if you obey the government, if you don't crosswalk or jaywalk, I'm using that in pun, if you obey what the government says, if you snitch on your brothers and sisters and family members if they are not loyal to the Chinese Communist Party, if you do exactly as the government dictates, your social credit score goes up. You're able to buy. You're able to sell. You're able to own a car or rent a car. You're able to own a house or rent an apartment. You're able to get on a plane and travel. You're able to go to college or university. If you have a social credit system that says you're a good guy, a good gal in China. And ladies and gentlemen, that linked with the digital currency, the yuan, in China, that allows the Chinese Communist Party to control every move, every decision to buy, sell, or trade in China. And if they detect that some fashion of what you've done is against the government, notice the article says, gives the Chinese government total control over every transaction, all transactions in the system, and is controlled by anonymity. Ladies and gentlemen, what the article is saying is that with the Chinese digital currency system, it allows them to implement the total control of every citizen. Already in China, they have the artificial intelligence with the facial recognition system that every place you go, every alley that you walk in, every street that you cross, every intersection that you traverse, every car that you get into, every place that you drive, your face is being watched and digitized and identified for facial recognition identification. And ladies and gentlemen, that linked with the currency system, and by the way, this digital currency system started up in 2014 in China. It ramped up each year. It's in full force today in the nation of China, where they control the movement of the people by way of the digitized currency. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you say perhaps that can't happen in America, you have your head buried in sand. If you think that's not the goal in America, you're not even smart enough to understand the signs of the time. If you think that somehow, some way, this is a ten horn conspiracy theory, then you're not thinking correctly. If you do not believe that this is happening and can happen and shall take place, a year ago, 2 years ago, who would have thought that America would have a COVID pass? A COVID pass. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize 21 states, that's 21 states in America, already have instituted some type of COVID pass. Most of them are using what is called the QR code on the telephone, your cell phone, the QR code, where you walk up to a restaurant, let them, their digital reader reads the QR code, and it says you've had your vaccination, your first shot, your second shot, your booster shot, and maybe even a booster to the booster shot. It keeps that updated so that you can go without any hesitation. You don't have to say, answer the question papers, please. You don't have to have your temperature taken. You don't have to see an identification. You don't have to have a little paper card that says, I've had my vax. That digital QR code, ladies and gentlemen, will be wedded with the digital currency, so that on your cell phone, you'll have a digital QR code that will be able to allow you to buy, sell, or trade a shop. But that can be replicated, that can be duplicated, that can be imitated, and at a point in time in the very near future, all of these technological advancements will be wedded into one, and that will be embedded in a vaccination, i.e. a chip of some type, in your head or in your hand. Now, again, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's fact. Revelation, the 13th chapter, talks about the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, that will step on the scene. And when the Antichrist steps on the scene, he will have all the tools in his hands. He will have all of the technology on his table. He will have all of the information about every human being on the face of the then known globe, that will be able to control whether they buy, sell, or trade. In fact, in Revelation, the 13th chapter, I'll read a couple of verses. The scripture says in verse 13 and following, and he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, and bond and free, to receive a mark in the right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might be able to buy or sell except that he had the mark or the name of the beast in the, or the number in his, of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that understand to count the number of the beast, that for the number of a man, and his number is 666, or 666. Ladies and gentlemen, more people have been caught up with that 666 and the intrigue of 666 more than they have about the information that we find in the totality of the 18 verses in Revelation 13th chapter. All the Bible is saying, ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day, and let me remind you, it'll be after the rapture of the church, after the children of God have been raptured out, after we have gone on to be with the Lord in the rapture. After that, the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, will step on the scene and will rule and reign with an iron fist. According to Daniel chapter 8, the 23rd verse, he will be able to understand dark sayings. According to Daniel chapter 8, verse 24, 25, and 26, he will make finances. He will make business, he will make commerce to prosper, but in doing so, it will be all controlled by the Antichrist, the man of sin, the lawless one. They'll be seated on the throne, ruling and reigning this whole world after the rapture of the church has taken place. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Here's another article. China's e-currency is the world's first sovereign digital currency. Digital currency is changing the way economies and banks function globally. Currently, 80% of the central banks around the world are working on creating some type of digital currency, and 90% of them are in the emerging markets. China is one of these emerging markets that has been working on digital sovereign digital currency since 2014. Their digital currency, electronic payment plan, DCEP, has been gaining momentum over time, is already being used to pay for transportation, for education, for goods, for services, for food, clothing, and shelter across China. And it goes on to say, unlike competing payment platforms, WeChat, Pay, and Alipay, which collectively dominates about 90% of the e-currency commerce, DCEP, that's his Chinese currency, does not require an internet connection. Payment would be made simply by the tapping of two phones together. This article goes further to say the traceability of the Communist Party currency will help reduce illegal activities and help China create a more effective monetary market. Ladies and gentlemen, that's almost the identical wording that we find coming out of the White House with Joe Biden signed the executive order for e-currency in America. It is the digital currency, the digital coins, the digital finance. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say once again, at the risk of redundancy, that will make all paper money, all coinage, it will make it all obsolete. It'll be like going back to the Confederate currency when the new currency came in. The Confederate currency was called in, was burned, and had no value whatsoever. You might have a $1,000 Confederate bill hanging on your wall as a showpiece. It's worthless other than that collector's value for a showpiece. Has no spendable value. And that's what we see taking place, and we're on the fast track for it in America. But ladies and gentlemen, another nation that's excited about the e-currency and the chip in the hand, Swedes, that is in Sweden. This article says Swedes get implants in their hands to replace cash, to replace credit cards and identification. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people in Sweden are having futuristic microchips implanted into their skin to carry out everyday activities and replace all cash, to replace all credit cards and all financial currency. People have already had the sci-fi chips about the size of a grain of rice inserted in their hands, with the pioneers predicting millions upon millions upon millions will soon join them across the globe. Like glorified smartwatches, the chips help Swedes monitor their health, even replace their key cards to allow them to enter office buildings with just the swipe of the hand. They have particularly caught on. However, by enabling owners to pay in stores with simple swipe of the hand, a big deal is forward-looking country that is moving toward eliminating all cash in Sweden. Tech will move into the body, the Biohack International founder told the magazine. I'm sure that will take place eventually. That is going from the chip and putting the chip into the body in some place that it will be able to be read. Said, for example, British scientists based in Sweden praised the definitely exciting potential health benefits of accurately having health metrics taken from inside the body. They're saying, ladies and gentlemen, what I've been saying. They're saying there that with this microchip, it could be called a vaccination, a mark that will be on it's now the vaccination going in the arm, but eventually there will be that chip, that mark that could go in the forehead or into the hand. Where you walk up to a door, swipe your hand, it opens the door. Walk up to a place where you're paying for your goods, rather than placing a charge card in, you just lay your hand on it. And that is the thing that is taking place today. If it's in your forehead, where you walk in and the RFID reader just swipes, just like they're doing now with the temperature gauge, where they just swipe your forehead, and ladies and gentlemen, it allows you to buy, sell, or trade. It is on the fast track on a national basis, and right now it is entering into the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the problem with that, if I can repeat at the risk of redundancy, the problem with that will be just like in China, where every transaction is traceable. Every transaction will go back to where you went, what you did, what you bought, what you invested in. Ladies and gentlemen, buying and selling donations will be considered as to be illegal and will be stopped if that donation is to the wrong candidate or the wrong organization. The feds will be able to cut off your funds in an event you attend a rally challenging the government. The feds will be able to cut your funds off at the flick of a button if you stand before a school board challenging them for teaching the sodomite lifestyle in the classroom and CRT in the classroom. Perhaps you donate to the wrong candidate. Oops, your funds will be cut off and canceled. Perhaps you have spoken out against some governmental policy. Your account will be blocked. You won't be able to buy, sell, or trade or travel, ladies and gentlemen, but that is happening in China, that's happening in other nations, and that's on the fast track for the United States of America at the flick of the wrist by Joe Biden signing an executive order. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this very quickly. 21 states now use a COVID pass based on a QR code, all on the cell phone. This allows traveling, this allows shopping and buying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I believe we're wanting to merge. We're witnessing the potential. We're on the fast track for merging. The COVID pass, the chip, the QR code, rapidly approaching the Fed coin, the e-currency, the digital currency that will allow the feds to fully control every citizen, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that has a funds to spend. It will control it. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, don't be surprised. God's word has already been told to us. We already know what is going to take place. We already understand what this pretends and where it's going for the future. So what do we do? How do we respond to an issue as this? We need to understand that it's out of our control, but God is sovereign. God said it's going to happen. God's bringing it about. He's allowing the wicked hearts of the dictatorial, autocratic forms of government to impose this on the people, to control we the people. And one day, after the church is raptured out during the days of the tribulation, this will be very real. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the chess players being put on the board. We're watching the foreshadowing of what God said is going to take place, and it will take place. So how do we get ready? First of all, we need to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Secondly, we need to be aware and speak up, stand up, be the watchman on the wall before it's eternally too late. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
For expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.